chops.
No, you put peel off strips of it out of a package.
Bacon. Bacon, yes.
Do you eat bacon for breakfast?
Yes.
And sometimes you can buy bacon that's not already sliced, you know. It's
yes, like a slab bacon.
And what do you have to, what do you call that part you have to cut off, the slab bacon, the outside?
The rind? I don't know, I've never bought it, but I imagine that would be.
And if you buy the, if you want some sausage, you know, I guess a long time ago people made it themselves.
Yes.
But when do you get sausage now if you buy it?
We send a whole hog to the children's home in Mission. They prepare everything. I don't know what they do or what parts of it they are. But they prepare the whole thing.
Well, if you wanted to buy some beef or something, where would you go?
Beef? Beef, I have my own.
Well, who prepares your beef for you?
The meat cutter from the store in the corner.
He
butchers it. No, the guards are driving.
Right up here?
Yes.
And
they butcher, wrap it, and do everything.
So that kind of man would be called a...
A butcher, I imagine.
And if you keep meat out too long, like for instance, if your freezer was open and left open for days or for a day in this weather, what would happen to the meat?
The meat would spoil.
So you'd say this meat is...
Rotten.
Or...
Spoiled.
And did you ever hear some after somebody butchering a hog, making something from the meat in its head, in the head of the hog?
We make tamales.
That's made...
They're the very best.
Did you ever make any kind of cheese or anything?
No.
Never heard of any kind of...
No.
Well, what did you make the tamales? Tell me about that, the meat. Do you know how it's done?
Yes, you barbecue the head the way you would a beef's head. And then just take the strips, prepare them with chili powder, salt, garlic, and pepper.
And that's how you do it? You grind it all up or something?
You don't grind it. You use your hands to the way you would for a chicken.
Oh, you just pull it apart
in
pieces and make tamales out of
mm-hmm.
it? And you stuff it into what kind of tortilla?
You would, into masa, cornmeal. And put it in a corn husk.
And you bake
cook it? Cook
it. And boil it?
In a little water. However, they must never, never touch the water. There's a certain dish special for tamales where it has one thing in the center like this and you stack them all up like that.
Oh, so you stack the tamales.
TP type.
And the water just steams them. And, well, did you ever hear of souse or something like that?
No.
What about the making something from grinding up the hog liver, cooking that?
We have chicharrones made out of that.
Chicharrones?
Cracklings? Yes.
And would you ever make any sausage or anything out of that?
No.
What about the blood, the hog blood? Did you ever hear of using that?
No.
Did anybody ever do that?
No.
What about you ever take the juice out of the part that you make tortillas out of the head? Just, the juice out of that?
Yes.
And make something from that?
Well, what you do would be like the masa, the cornmeal you prepared with the water from which you cooked. Bouillon. It would be sort of like a bouillon.
You make it so you use it in that?
Yes.
Did you ever use it in mix it with some cornmeal and then make something else out of it?
No.
Have you ever heard of scrapple or anything like that?
No.
And what about it? We said the meat would spoil, if you left it out. What about butter? If butter it goes bad, you said.
Imagine it would melt completely.
Well, what would you say it was? You'd say this butter is.
Runny or something like that?
What if it tasted funny?
Yes.
It tasted like a rotten pecan.
Yeah. Like milk, what would be the word?
Would you ever say it was.
Sour?
Would you say it was sour? You said the butter was sour too.
Yeah.
Could you say it was rancid?
Rancid. Rancio. That would be a perfect word. Yes.
But is that a word you use?
Yes. Not in English because we hardly use English, but we would say, la leche está rancia o el queso está rancio. Or la mantequilla está rancio. Yes.
What about, do you ever keep thick sour milk, you know, that's turned sour. Do you ever keep that on hand to make something out of it?
No, we could use it for biscuits. We never do.